KSUS 99.5, 7:24, and not a bad day, but it's going to be a great day for you because we're going to put you in the second row for Kenny Chesney. That happens in about 15 minutes.
This is a Kenny Chesney kind of weather, man. You got a high near 84. It's humid. The only thing you're missing is the ocean, but you got the lake, so that's good. Come down and enjoy it. Your current temperature 65 degrees again, right up around 84.
About in an hour, we're going to kick off the US 99.5 nonstop country payoff that is worth a grand today.
We'll tell you to count the songs when we tell you to stop counting the songs. That's when you have to be the correct caller and get yourself $1,000.
People are fired up, man. They're fired up that the Hawks won last night. That's pretty exciting. But there's big sports news today in Chicago, and that is that our producer, Justina the Polish Queena, has decided to switch sides. Not like Bruce Jenner. Well, we don't even know if Bruce Jenner is going to continue to date women or men, but
and we don't care.
Yeah,
you know, but this is pompous. And it's, you know what? Because when you lived in Indiana, you were down there and you were with your South, you know, I mean, that's basically the South Side of Chicago.
Pretty much.
Now you move up to wherever it is over here in your hoity-toity North Shore area. In your big fancy apartment in the sky, and now you want to be a Cub fan.
Yeah, I'm making the conversion.
Mm. So you're switching from being a Sox fan to a Cub fan based on the location of where you live?
It's actually based on the team players.
Sexiness quotient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Your family, what would they be considered other than Polish?
Well, my family isn't big sports people to begin with, but my sister's a Sox fan. And
did you think about what impact this might have on her? Or are you just thinking about yourself?
Thinking about myself.
All Ray cares about is her sister because she's so stinking hot.
No, it's just there is implications to the changes that you make and how they impact your family.
Good morning. I said this to Justina and she put me through to you guys. My guess is that she is probably not a huge baseball fan anyway.
Are you not a huge baseball fan anyway, Justina?
I'm not a huge sports fan in general, but I do go to Sox games every year. I haven't been this year yet.
Well, yeah. When you guess what? You're not going.
I'm
going
to go to a Cubs game, though.
Well, you better come to the Cubs game. Is this why you're doing it? Because you found out we get to sing the seventh inning stretch next Friday?
Maybe.
So you're just going to become a Cubs fan then?
That swayed me, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get to meet my daughter.
I know. She's going to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, she's flipping awesome. Yeah.
Chris, are you a Cubs fan? You're a Sox fan. He's wearing a Sox shirt today. You just always kind of held back on your allegiance. You never push it on anyone.
He's a Sox fan, totally.
Yeah, and so...
He's never held back on that.
Are you ready to get rid of Justina, or do you still want her on your team?
She can go.
You know, and quite honestly, you know, if we could be quite frank and open about this, we were doing fine before she came to this show.
Ray's a Sox fan. He wants her gone now, too. What about you, Bonnie? You're a Sox fan. Oh, I'm just happy to have another Cub fan on the show.
I am a Sox fan,
give
yes.
me one, man. Mm-hmm. Just one.
But I do want to hear you guys sing the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, it'll be bad again. But,
again.
We did great last time. We did wonderful.
Ron Santo was alive and in the booth with us last time, and that was one of the greatest things that we could have experienced.
He brought we brought him all sorts of stuff because he's a huge country fan, and we gave him CDs, and I swear he almost cried.
Hey, Justina, who's Ron Santo?
I have no idea.
Oh my god!
The Sox could ever back.
Oh my god!
Neither team's going to want me now.
You might want to go answer the phone because they're going to start ringing.
Hey, Justina, who said let's play two?
Oh, Ernie Banks.
Oh, she got that.
I got that one.
Who said let's play two? I don't know the guy I dated Friday.
All right. We have got problems out there on the South Side in action.